everybody, if you got what it takes,
yeah.
Pay your rest and up on the mic and premieres on the break. Mic and premieres on the break.
Mic and premieres on the break. Yeah, yeah, mixing it up. It's happy time. How's it going, everybody?
Everything's going good here in the Lou.
How's it going? Good?
Yeah, it's going good. How's it going up there?
It's cold again, unfortunately.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're supposed to get something like 3 inches tonight.
I wish it was a little warmer. It's back. We're back for episode number cuatro of Happy Time Podcast.
Numero cuatro.
And if you were sitting at home wondering when this show was going to turn into a show about video games, your time has come.
Right.
I got lots of video game stuff to talk about tonight. And what do you got? You had some fun this weekend, right?
I did.
Uh-huh.
I had the birthday celebrations.
That's right. Your birthday last week.
Midweek.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And
I like having it two shows in a row. That's the way to do it. It should last that long.
You got
to
stretch it out over the whole week so you can hit both shows. And also, we have to do a contest winner tonight.
Right.
For the past 2 weeks, we've been looking for a winner for our contest, and tonight we got one. So that's all coming up right here this week on Happy Time. Take away KRS.
Happy Time.
I go on like a space age rocket ship.
When I break it down, I break it down hardcore.
That's right. Word to your mother. And that's why I never had a rap career. Because I said that once, and it was just all kinds of crazy after that. So,
right.
What did you end
they
up doing for your...
They don't tolerate words to their mothers.
They didn't understand what I was
we
from.
Don't.
What did you
so
end up doing?
So, this weekend.
Yeah.
It was a good weekend, man.
Yeah?
Let me tell you all about it.
Oh, please.
It was a roller coaster ride.
Yeah?
Friday night, I thought, was supposed to be the night to celebrate my birthday. And on Saturday, I was planning to do dinner with Jamie's mom. Jamie's my girlfriend, for those of you who are tuning in. I'm sorry I haven't posted my bio yet. But
yeah, we were talking about that last week, and we still have nothing from you. What's with that?
It's been a crazy week, man.
Okay.
I can't even tell you everything.
It is your birthday, so I'll let you go on that one.
All right. But we went and saw V for Vendetta Friday night.
Yeah?
Yeah. And
was
I
it good?
Thought, you know, what's that?
Was it good?
It was good. Yeah, I liked it.
Good.
You know, well, I don't know. I don't want to get into the review yet. Hold on just a second.
Okay, okay.
All right, well, we went and saw the show, and only John Foudy, my good friend, came dutifully along. So I thought that I'd been abandoned for the weekend on the birthday celebration pursuit, and I gave up all my hopes after that night. But we did see the show, and it was a good show. It was not a bad consolation prize I made do.
Mm-hmm.
They had Hugo Weaver playing the main role of V.
Hugo Weaving.
Weaving, that's
yeah,
it. I'm
he's
sorry,
a verb.
Right?
Yeah.
I always mess his name up. But he was good.
Yeah?
Wonderful with his speech, a real Shakespearean sort of confidence in all of his eloquent speeches, which was perfect for that character.
I haven't seen the movie yet. Did you ever read the comic book?
I did not. I've heard about it, though.
It's terrific. It's written by a guy named Alan Moore, who's a... if there is a best comic book writer, it's probably him.
Yeah, and, I hear he actually didn't like the movie that much.
Yeah, he got in trouble. I think it was with League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. He wrote that movie, and it was a terrible movie. I don't know if you saw it. Did you see League of Extraordinary Gentlemen or not?
I saw portions of it on premium movie channels.
It was a terrible movie, and he wanted out. He didn't want to get involved with movies after that. But then it turns out that the DC, the group that owns all the comics, decided to start marketing all the comic books based on the movies, and he didn't like the movies. So now he's removed his name not only from the movie, for the movies, but also from all the books that he wrote for DC.
Wow.
So if you buy a new copy of V for Vendetta, the comic book, his name's not supposed to be on there. So,
Lots of controversy surrounding that show.
Well, that artist
well it's
publisher.
Still worth seeing, man. Natalie Portman was hot.
I heard it was good, and you're
even
a big Natalie Portman fan.
Head.
Yeah?
I'm a huge Natalie Portman fan.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, Jamie. I mean, I love you too, baby. But, man, Natalie Portman.
Whew.
Yeah, she was good. highly dramatic, and you know, it kept you on the seat of your pants, kept you guessing.
Yeah.
Didn't always know which end was up.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
I recommend it.
I'm actually going to go, sometime this week. I'm not sure when I'm going to go see it, but I'm going to go see it down at the IMAX on Navy Pier here in Chicago.
That'll be fun, because there's lots of parts where he, you know, is twirling knives around, and there's all kinds of tracing lines, and he's kicking people and flying through the air, you know.
I heard it's political, but forget about all that crap. It's twirling knives and lines tracing around. That's what I'm looking for.
Natalie Portman.
And a hot Natalie Portman.
Ooh, yeah.
Why would you not want to see that movie? So, but V for Vendetta was good. Did you do anything else? You thought that that was it. I thought that was it. V for Vendetta was it for you on your birthday.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I got ready to go do the dinner that night with her mom on Saturday. Uh-huh. And we went and got some ice cream in the afternoon, and then we came back, and lo and behold, there was a surprise party waiting for me.
Hey.
People jumping out of every corner. I actually leaped about a foot in the air, I think.
Really?
Yeah, they really scared me. They all were, like, very loud and in their surprise, and they had it very dark in the apartment, so I really didn't see them coming. And I'd already given up all hope on having a cool birthday.
Really?
I figured that just wasn't happening. Yeah.
So you didn't really see it coming at all?
Not at all. Totally.
Because even I, here in Chicago, half a world away, knew about it.
Yes, I know you did.
In fact, I knew about it last week on the show.
Yeah.
When you said, oh, I don't know if I'm going to do anything this weekend or not, I knew.
Yeah.
It was all right here.
You were in on it.
That's right. Now, I've never have you had a surprise party before? Surprise party?
No, it's the first time anyone's ever done that for me.
Oh,
that's nice. It was a great party.
Yeah,
we went down to Favazza's on the hill, had some wonderful Italian food, and I actually had the steak mudega, which is a 8-ounce filet mignon with Provol cheese melted on it. It was lovely.
I think I just drooled on my mic there. Sorry.
Yeah, it was good. And then we went on to Laughs on the Landing, which is an improv comedy bar down on the Landing. If any of you are familiar with St. Louis, the Landing is the cobblestoned edge of the riverfront downtown.
It's like the bar area.
Sort of the Bourbon Street of St. Louis or something.
Yeah. It's more like the Bourbon intersection of St. Louis.
There are like major highways intersecting right there. But.
It's not really a full street. But that was fun. You went to Laughs, and what kind of show was it?
Laughs on the Landing. It was an improv comedy show a la Whose Line Is It Anyway? That kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Like, they were doing games. They did a little bit of free form. At one point, they pulled me up on the stage.
Really?
To celebrate my birthday. They said they had heard they had a birthday guy in the crowd, and I raised my hand. So they took me up on stage, and they had me play a dating game, improv game, where Liam Gallagher was on the dating show, and they had the three contestants, one of which was me, playing different traits picked by the audience. So
Liam Gallagher is a dude.
He's the lead singer of Oasis.
But it wasn't the Liam Gallagher. It was somebody.
No. That was the character that the improv guy was playing.
I don't think the real Liam Gallagher has ever heard of St. Louis.
Probably not.
But he was a dude, so it was like a gay dating game.
Well, yeah, I guess it kind of turned out that way. But it was interspecies, really, because one of the one of the contestants that was up there was a woodpecker suffering from ADD. And then the other one was someone from medieval times.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. We just talked about medieval times last week.
That's right.
Wow.
And I happened to be picked to be an action hero. And then once they said action hero, my good friend John Foudy in the audience yelled out Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm.
And so they tacked that on there. So I was the gubernator in the scene. And I told them how my favorite song is, I like to listen to a lot of Autobahn. It's an Austrian rock group that really pumps me up when I'm lifting weights, you know.
Knitting weights?
When I'm lifting.
Oh, lifting,
when
yeah.
When I'm lifting,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Because I want Maria to think I have sexy pecs.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
I told them, yes.
I promised I would never do an impression, but you can go right ahead.
And ever since I became the gubernator,
of California. I've been listening to Hail to the Chief as well.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
All right. Oops, I started to go Russian on it, so that's, that one has to go in the can for now.
And who won the dating game?
I did.
Did you really?
I did. I won the dating game, and
now,
I
was
invited to come audition to be part of the group.
Really?
Yeah. They Very liked cool. my stuff. They thought I had the stuff. I probably turned it on a little more that night than I just did now. But,
huh. That's very cool. Yeah. So you got invited up by the audience because it was your birthday, and now you might have a job out of it.
Yeah, who knows?
Pretty man. Impressive.
So that's a little something of what I'm about. I'm aside from improv comedy, I'm an actor. I did my major in theater
yep.
and fine arts.
HappyTimePodcast@gmail.com. He'll send you a headshot.
There you
He's more than happy to do anything. He'll play any part.
I'm highly interested in underwear ad campaigns, if Calvin Klein is listening.
And not just because you want to act in them, you're just actually interested in underwear ad campaigns.
I just think I've got the right tuchus to take me all the way to the top. I'm hoping so.
So this weekend, on Friday, I played a little poker,
all right.
which was fun. It was St. Patrick's Day, which is big here in Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, they dye the river green. So, I didn't get to cool. see the Green River, but I did go play poker and won a little green, so that was fun.
Nice.
I'm good at poker.
Winning some green. Oh, yeah.
I'm good at poker. We played like $5 a pop, so it wasn't big. I wanted to play like $20.
Did you bluff a lot?
I didn't. Or here's the thing.
You just know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
I did. I listened to Kenny. I am good at poker because I'm a chicken.
Ah.
Like, if I get a bad hand at all. I fold. I get right out of there. I'm done.
Well, see, then I know when I'm playing against you that as soon as you have a big raise, I fold.
It's not because I'm a good liar. I
obviously got three aces or something.
I wish I could say it was because, you know, I'm really good at bluffing. I'm a great liar, but it's not true. So I played
that
poker on Friday.
Like fun.
And on Sunday, I went and saw Studs Terkel.
Yeah.
Who's an author. You know, Studs Terkel.
Did any dogs play poker with you? Just a... I don't know, just a question.
One.
Because I've seen those dogs playing poker.
One.
And one.
And she was a real bitch.
I like to hear about, you know, friendliness between the species. I don't like to hear negative things like that.
That's kept barking at me. Not as good as a woodpecker on with ADD, but...
Yeah.
So I saw...
He was entertaining.
Huh?
Yeah, he was entertaining. He just kept losing his place.
I saw Studs Terkel on Sunday.
Tell us about Studs.
He is old.
Yeah,
that's mean. He's a great author and he's a really intelligent guy, but he's getting on there in years. So he was very vocal. He was with we went to see a screening of Grapes of Wrath, my roommate and I, in Chicago here, and he spoke after the screening, and he was there with a film critic from the Chicago Tribune, and Suds kept cutting the guy off.
Oh yeah,
like he'd be like, well, I think Grapes of Wrath here is an extremely terrific film. John Ford did a great... And Studs Terkel would jump in and be like, John Ford is a terrific director!
Yeah.
And he was like, thanks, Studs, that's great. So,
huh.
Studs' family is going to be angry at me, but it was good.
So
he's a good guy.
Not so much out on Studs, but were Studs' comments good?
Yeah. You know? He was good. He did talk about this administration quite a bit.
Yes.
He liked linking the Grapes of Wrath, the situation in the Grapes of Wrath, to the effects of the people we have in the presidential office at the moment.
Huh.
Which I thought was good, but he kind of harped on it a little bit.
Yeah.
But he's a smart guy. And he, you know, when you hit, I think, 90, you get to do whatever you want. So,
That's
rock
true.
On, Studs Terkel. It was a lot of fun. And it was good that I got to see him, too. I've never seen him before, so.
Nice.
It was cool. And then,
yeah.
But the big news for me is not this
intend.
Weekend.
No.
The big news for me is actually going to be tomorrow.
Really?
There's,
what's tomorrow?
A few big releases in a world I like to call the video game world.
I had a few big releases myself.
Really? Do you know what music this is? Can you even hear the music?
No, what is it? Zelda?
It's not Zelda. That's close.
I heard little harpsichordy noises.
It's a little game. It's called Tetris.
Tetris.
I have a Nintendo. Guess.
Now I recognize the hypnotic Russian rhythms of that rhapsody.
I have a Nintendo DS. Have you ever seen this thing?
I have.
It looks like the latest Game Boy.
Yeah, you can go on Wi-Fi with that.
It's got it's that's true. It's got two screens on it. And tomorrow, March 21st, Tetris DS comes out for the DS, and I can't wait.
Cool. You gonna go up to the GameStop or Babbage's or wherever? And
yeah.
I'm gonna make sure that your Nintendog gets to meet some new other Nintendog friends.
I don't have Nintendogs, man. Nintendogs is a game for kids. It's for children. Don't mess with me.
You gonna play some Mario Kart against the kids in the store?
Yeah, well, I have to.
Crushing 12-year-olds at Mario Kart.
That's right. And then yell in their faces.
You thought you could beat me with Toadstool, you fool?
This is gonna be me.
My Wario skills.
This is gonna be me tomorrow night. I'm gonna be sitting there playing Tetris and going wacky. Nice. But surprisingly enough, Tetris is not the most important game. The game that I'm really excited about.
What are you really excited about?
The game that I'm really excited about, there's another game coming out tomorrow, and it has this sound in it.
Is that Oregon Trail? Sequel to Oregon Trail?
You have died of dysentery. No, it's not a sequel to Oregon Trail. It is a little game called Metroid.
Nice.
Have you ever... Metroid's Metroid. Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
There's a game, it's called Metroid Hunters. Let me see, there's another.
I thought they had Metroid for the DS already.
No. Well,
this is a new, different version?
They have it, I guess, for the Game Boy. But this version, here we go. I don't recognize that one. It's called Metroid Hunters, and it's a first-person shooter like Halo.
Cool.
But on the DS.
Interesting.
So it's like a little handheld system, and you're sitting there going, shooting people.
Can you play Wi-Fi against other people?
Yeah, and it's Wi-Fi. Makes it cool. Yeah, you play on the internet, and when you're on the internet, there's voice chat.
That's cool.
So you can. So this is me. This is me tomorrow night when I get Metroid Hunters. Take that, 12-year-old punk. That's right, fool.
Ah!
MCs act like they don't know.
He fragged me.
I know. That's what they're going to be saying. That's like a good reproduction of what's going to happen. I'm very excited. Tetris, nice. DS, and Metroid Hunters tomorrow night. So
I'll have to play him
and come back and tell you. Here's some more Tetris for you. The Tetris games is online too. It's exciting,
it's
right?
Online?
Yeah, nice. You get to play people online.
So what are you just trying to... level up faster than them or something?
Yeah, I don't know. You just put the...
Every time you erase blocks off your grid, they pop up on everyone else's?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Bury each other.
It's Tetris. It can't be bad.
Tetris to the death.
Exactly. And there's supposed to be... This is where I show that I'm a complete video game nerd. There's supposed to be like remixed versions of the old NES tunes in there, too. So, like, a remix of Super Mario Brothers, a remix of Tetris, a remix of Metroid.
That makes me hot.
On the Tetris game. I'm very excited.
That's cool. Yeah, so, that's cool. So, it's like a whole classics cartridge.
Yeah, yeah. It's like got all these... It's nice. Supposed to be really good. So,
I need that. Then I wouldn't have to have all of the antique systems. I could have one compact portable one with all of the games on one cartridge.
Exactly. Now, if you, I'll come back next week and tell you guys about it. If anybody has, if anybody is also planning to buy Metroid or Tetris tomorrow, go ahead and email me, happytimepodcast@gmail.com, and we can get together and play. It'll be a good time. That DS is fun, man.
Yeah.
Now, there's another thing I heard about video games. It's this thing called the, it's a new organization. It's called the Video Game Voters Network. Have you heard of this?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think anybody has.
Yeah.
I heard about it today.
Is this a union thing?
What's that?
Is this a union thing?
No. It said Video Game Voters, videogamevoters.org. It is communist. Yes, I believe so. It's a group funded. Let me see if I can find it here. It's funded by a bunch of like video game publishers.
Okay.
Like EA and all those people.
EA Sports.
The entertainment.
It's in the game.
Yes, exactly like that. The Entertainment Software Association is a trade group representing America's video game publishers. And they started this organization called the Video Game Voters Network. And the deal is they want to pass this bill called the Family... Or no, they don't want this bill to pass. It's called the Family Entertainment Protection Act. And it would...
No video game left behind.
Yeah, no, exactly. It would regulate the sale of certain video games throughout the country. So basically, like, this bill would keep kids from buying Grand Theft Auto.
Especially Grand Theft Auto? Is that what they're targeting?
Just the mature games. Games for, like, older gamers.
Like Leisure Suit Larry, maybe?
Yeah, stuff like that. Wait, I don't know what game that is. I'm not... I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought I saw like 4 sequels of that on your shelf the other day.
I don't know what you mean by that.
That might have been at Juan's house.
But what's funny about this is that they're trying to organize video gamers, basically. They're trying to turn them into a lobby.
Cool.
Like the tobacco lobby or the, you know, the gun lobby. They're trying to create a video game lobby.
That's cool.
You think so?
And they would lobby to clean up the video games?
Well...
Or to keep them out of the hands of minors?
No, that's the thing. They're lobbying against keeping them out of the hands of minors.
Oh.
Because like it's an industry group. And if they ban them from minors, they lose sales. See how that works?
Yeah.
So
their bottom dollar is the bottom line.
Yeah. Personally, I'm not real excited about this group. I don't think... I kind of support the bill. I kind of want to keep video games out of the hands of minors, and I'll tell you why. Because every time I get online in World of Warcraft, I'm playing with like 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
As long as we can get those guys out of there, that's good.
Yeah, it'd be nice not to have to frag them to get over to the Crystal Palace and save the princess.
Exactly.
I was getting in your way, tripping now over them.
As far as I'm concerned, it's fine for them to play Metroid Hunters, because then, you know, I'll whip their ass. But the World of Warcraft, World of Warcraft's not mature, but all these Grand Theft Auto things, kids don't need to be playing that stuff, so I'm against this group.
Let them play the Super Mario Sunshine or something like that.
Yeah, tell them to play something good. But on their website, if you go to videogamevoters.org, there is an interesting feature that they put up. It's called the Top 10 Facts About Gamers. And they're trying to convince people that video gaming is a legitimate industry.
Yeah.
So their first fact, and I don't know if this is true.
People who think video gaming should be illegal or something.
They think it should be legal for everybody because it's legitimate.
Yeah.
The first fact is
I thought we knew it was legitimate.
Yeah. Well, apparently, they're trying to convince lawmakers.
There's some controversy. Okay.
They say that the average game player is. Well, take a guess. How old do you think the average game player is?
6 years old.
You think so?
Yeah.
They say the average
game... I watched them, man.
You watched the six-year-olds play?
Yeah, they're the whiz kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's just the best game players are 6 years old.
The ones that have, like, a 10 or 11-year-old older brother, and they're, like, 7, the 7-year-old is awesome.
Really?
Every time, yeah.
I guess it's true. I've seen it. Here's what they say. The average game player, according to this group, is 30 years old.
That fits.
And has been playing games for 9.5 years.
Yeah, they got us all hooked when we were kids with the Super Mario, and then they reeled us into a whole other world.
Yep, now I'm spending hundreds of dollars on video games.
Buying now we're Tetris. Having our social lives and dating through video games.
According to these people, 50% of all Americans play video games. Do you think that's true?
Wow, 50%? I don't think so.
That's what they say. You think that's high?
I think that's a little high.
I
mean, there's a lot of old people out there still.
They say male-female...
10 years.
Male-female is 60-40 in video games.
Yeah.
60 male, 40 female. You think it's really 40 female?
I believe that. I've seen a lot of girls that are pretty hyped up about video games. We're all, I think, a digital nation at this point.
Yeah, that might be true. They say the average game buyer is 37 years old. So the average game player is 30, and the average game buyer is 37.
You sure have a lot of random trivia facts about the
census statistics.
I don't know if that's true or not, but... And then this is maybe even the most interesting one. Here's what they say. And this may not be true. They say in 2004, 19% of Americans over the age of 50 played video games.
2004, you tossed out a lot of numbers.
19% of Americans over 50...
19% of Americans over 50
played video games.
Huh.
You think that's true? 50. You have grandparents?
Wow. Yeah, my grandparents never played video games.
Can I ask how old they are?
I've seen people's parents who played video games and who were over 50.
Really?
Yeah.
Like actually played them or just at the urging? Because I think I made my mom play Super Mario Brothers way back when I was a kid just to like laugh at her.
Yeah.
But did they actually play it to have fun?
Yeah. Really? I can think of Barry Spitzer. Barry always play a video. He'd be playing that James Bond, you know, trying to get to where he'd
That's
have
true.
That
he enjoys the
GoldenEye pistol or
he likes Madden too.
Yeah, Madden.
He's a big fan of the Madden stuff. Well, there you go. Right. There's some gamer facts for you from the Video Game Voters Network. I think this thing is gonna crash and burn. But we'll see. Maybe they'll actually organize video gamers.
Yeah. Well,
it's tough.
Let's hope that whatever happens, happens for the kids. That's who I care about.
Amen. I'm trying to organize like 5 people in World of Warcraft, and I can't even get the 5 people I'm grouped with to figure out what to do. So I don't know how they're going to organize all video gamers, but good luck, guys.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead. What's that?
I was just going to say, I mean, I bet you if these people are all 37 years old and they're playing video games all the time, they might not be the most tuned in people to get enrolled in your program, if you know what I mean.
Always down on the video games.
Barking up the wrong tree.
No, I'm not
30. I like video games. No, I like them. There's nothing wrong with them. Plenty of my best friends squirrel away their lives underground playing them.
Squirrel doesn't seem like a good verb to use.
But... I love squirrels.
Okay.
You don't like squirrels?
No, they're super. Cuddly. No, they're great.
And they hide underground and play PSP. You've seen them in the ads, haven't you?
No, that's true. I have.
Yeah.
They throw the nuts at each other.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Yet another interesting viewpoint. Okay. So, finally today on the show, let's go ahead and do this contest. We've been doing this contest now. This is the second week we've talked about it. Do you remember the rules?
It's the email prize giveaway. Ba 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 ba. Yeah.
The music didn't work on that. Did you press some buttons to get the music on?
I must have missed the wrong button.
Okay.
We'll get it next week.
All right, cool. It's the email prize giveaway. And the idea was
email
that we
give out a prize.
Yeah, we wanted people to send email to us and kind of let us know who they were. The people listening to the show were, and, you know, what they were like, so we knew who our audience was. We knew what was going on with that. And last week, we answered some emails. We got one from our friend Josh.
Have we gotten any scantily clad women in there yet?
The amount of scantily clad women we received at the show is zero.
Oh.
Not a single one.
No emails from them.
Well, we did get a woman. Email us. But I don't know if she was scantily clad at the time or not. But last week we had Josh, our friend Spitzer, my cousin, soon-to-be cousin-in-law, Ben Sheets, who wrote, did you see on the website the limerick that he wrote?
No, I haven't.
I posted it. It's on the Happy Time website. He sent us a limerick, and I posted it up. So check that out if you get a chance. And
yes,
then
limericks and haikus are welcome.
Yes, that's true. So we got 3 emails last week. This week we got an email from someone named Jamie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your girlfriend.
I think I might have mentioned her before.
Yeah. So we got an email from your girlfriend. So we got our 3 friends and your girlfriend. We didn't get any emails from people who we don't know, which is kind of what we were trying to do.
Broadcasting to the entire world.
Yeah.
And 3 people in the U.S. are listening.
But now, see, here's the thing. That's not
Come
true.
Come on, India.
It's not true, because I checked the records over how many people were listening this past week.
Yeah.
And this week, I would like to announce the Happy Time podcast broke 60 listeners.
Woo!
That's right.
Nice.
We're cranking right up.
So that's someone's like listening out there.
Double what we were doing 2 weeks ago, so someone likes us.
Yeah.
But apparently...
Those, Indian kids on their new laptops.
Apparently, none
I heard
of those.
About a whole education program where they're
giving Indian kids $100 laptops that are bright green with pencil yellow trim and can connect to the internet and Google and do email.
All right. Well, we'd like to welcome all of our Indian listeners, guys. Do you know
That's probably them.
Do you know any Pakistani Indian?
No, I don't.
Okay. We'll have to learn it. We'll get back to you guys next week. Let's go ahead. So we decided what we're going to do is instead of worrying about this contest, we will have other contests. We'll go ahead and give away a winner to one of the four people who emailed us. How about that?
Drum roll, please.
Well, we got to announce what we're going to give away.
Oh,
hold on the drum roll.
Don't they
We got a cigarette case.
That's
which,
right.
From Marlboro. We have
it's
a copy.
IPod case.
A copy. Oh, right. An iPod will fit in it. We have a copy of Need for Speed Underground.
Nice.
Signed by someone named Carter.
Carter.
Could be President Jimmy Carter. You never know. I was thinking about this past week. It could also be June Carter.
Could be.
You never know.
That video game may well have been shared with her and Johnny Cash many a day while away the afternoon crashing cars on Need for Speed.
And I promised a movie. I have a movie here from my work called The Gladiators.
Yeah.
It's not Gladiator. It's The Gladiators. And it is a Swedish documentary which won the Grand Prix at the Trieste International Science Fiction Film Festival. How about that?
Is Russell Crowe in it?
No.
Oh.
It's not that Gladiator. It's Gladiators. Gladiators.
Ah.
Les Gladiators. So that's what we got in the prize. Did you have anything else for the prize?
That sounds kind of fruity to me.
Okay. We got to get going. Pick a number 1 through 4.
I like the number 3.
Number 3?
Yeah, it's a holy number.
Is our good friend, Mr. Spitzer.
There you go.
Congratulations, Mr. Spitzer.
Congratulations,
you win.
Brian.
The very first Happy Time podcast. Contest. Email contest.
I might include a little add-on of a money clip that was sent to me by the Camel Corporation.
Ooh, see, that'd be nice.
So you'll have a nice, cigarette company giveaway prize basket.
All right, that's going to do it this week on Happy Time. We're going to get out of here real quick because we got to get out before 30 minutes. But Mr. Lindbergh, thank you very much for being on.
Right on. And I want it to be known, we are in no way endorsing smoking.
Right, kids. Play all the Tetris you want, but don't be smoking.
That's emphysema, Mike. That's what it sounds like.
All right. Thanks very much. I had not heard that before.
All right. We love you all.
Until next week.
This was Happy Time.